From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend in Scotland after downplaying a newspaper report in which he was critical of British Prime Minister Theresa May. Trump met with May at the Prime Minister's country home Friday and afterwards said that the U.S.-Britain relationship is the highest degree of special.
When I saw her this morning, I said, I want to apologize because I said such good things about you. She said, don't worry, it's only the press.
Trump also said that an explosive interview in the Sun newspaper was, in his words, fake news. In the interview published Thursday, Trump was quoted as slamming May for her handling of Brexit, praising her former minister Boris Johnson as a good candidate to replace her, and blaming immigrants in London for the city's crime. A federal grand jury here in Washington has indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers with conspiracy to hack into Democratic computers during the 2016 presidential election. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, the charges are the latest brought against Russian nationals by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Moscow's interference.
It's the clearest allegation yet of Russian efforts to meddle in the race. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the Russians, among other things, hacked key Democratic email accounts, collected information, and created two fake online personas.
And they used those personas to release information, including thousands of stolen emails and other documents, beginning in June of 2016.
Months before Americans went to the polls. The indictment does not allege any Trump campaign associates were involved or that any vote tallies were changed.
That's AP's Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. A massive suicide bombing of an election rally in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least 128 people, including a candidate for a provincial assembly seat. More than 120 others were injured in the explosion in the lead-up to the July 25th national elections. The Islamic State's Amaq News Agency claimed that that group was responsible for carrying out the bombing. Friday's deadly attack in the Baluchistan province has fueled security concerns for heightened countrywide election-related activities ahead of the polls for the National Assembly and for provincial legislatures. Authorities in Pakistan swiftly arrested former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif along with his daughter and political heir Maryam shortly after the two landed in the eastern city of Lahore on a commercial flight from Britain Friday. An anti-corruption court had sentenced Sharif and his daughter in absentia to 10 years and 7 years in prison, respectively, for failing to explain how they acquired expensive properties in London. Tens of thousands of supporters and leaders of Sharif's party flooded the streets of Lahore all day Friday in anticipation of the arrest of their leader. They also intermittently clashed with riot police in parts of the capital of the country's most populous province of Punjab. 8 critically endangered black rhinos are dead in Kenya following an attempt to move them from the capital Nairobi to a national park hundreds of kilometers away. The government Ministry of Tourism and Wildlife said in a statement that preliminary investigations pointed to salt poisoning as the rhinos tried to adapt to saltier water in their new home. Prominent Kenyan conservationist Paula Kahumbu, that is, said losing the rhinos is a national disaster.
But this was a new sanctuary in Tsavo East. We used to have rhinos there. They were all poached out. And now we're bringing them back to that area. So it's a very exciting possibility for Kenya. But it's ended in tragedy. This is actually a national disaster.
Conservationists in Africa have been working hard to protect the black rhino subspecies from poachers who target them for their horns to supply an illegal Asian market. At least 54 people were killed and dozens of others injured in an airstrike in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Thursday's attack killed at least 54 people, including Islamic State fighters and 28 civilians. Missiles hit an ice factory near the Iraq border in an area controlled by Islamic State, where dozens of civilians had taken shelter. The monitor said it was not immediately clear whether planes from Iraq or the U.S.-led coalition carried out the raid. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.